You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
So it's the last day of SRAcon 2018 and I'm joined by Dirk Maggs. To start off with, could you tell us a bit about your experience with the world of radio drama?
I sort of reversed into it really. I actually started at the BBC as a studio manager. I wanted to get into television, that's what I really wanted to do. Very long story short, I trained as a radio sort of balance engineer working the sound desks and playing in tapes and grams as we had in the 70s. And then got to television as quickly as I could, and I spent 18 months in television and discovered I hated it. It was not the widescreen high def we have these days. It was 4x3, 625 lines, dodgy colour. And I just felt, watching films, I thought maybe I should get in the film business. And then I went out and spent 2 months in Canada on a film set and discovered that that was incredibly tedious. So I got a bit lost at that point. So I went back to radio and met my future wife. So that kind of occupied me a bit. And I was playing in bands. So I was scratching my creative itch. But all the time, I really thought, I want to tell stories somehow in an electronic medium. I'd widened it by then. And so I got a job in Radio Light Entertainment as a producer, to my astonishment, having loved radio comedy since being a kid. Got in, and while I was doing it, one of the program offers that I suggested, which was one of the qualifications for getting in, was come up with program ideas, was a documentary celebrating Superman's 50th birthday. And I came up with the idea of putting him on trial for crimes against humanity, and they bought it. And so very quickly I was writing what was effectively a drama, a sort of docudrama, for radio. And then it turned out that Radio Light Entertainment, although they were principally comedy, also did some sort of drama things, light drama, if you like. And so we ended up doing The Adventures of Superman for Radio 4, and then Batman, and so on and so forth. So, you know, so I ended up doing drama, but at no point did I intend to do it.
And so for students that are looking to get into it, how do they achieve an effective creative sound design on a budget?
Very simply. First of all, the thing about this medium is that if you have a smartphone, you're already carrying a recording device. After that, it's a matter of how clever and imaginative you are. And you don't need an expensive studio to go out and record something, because really, the world is your studio.
And finally, if you had three sort of commandments or rules of sound design for someone that's just learning how to do it, what would they be?
My first two rules are nothing to do with sound design, but everything to do with sound design. The first one is, thou shalt not bore the audience. If you are getting bored while you are doing something, the audience will be getting bored too. So if you don't punish yourself, think of a way out of it. But the thing about sound design is, I think one of the cardinal errors people make is that they have to find the sound of a certain kind of door opening and closing. And so let's say an oven door opening and closing. I'm thinking of something really boring and ordinary. And so they go and they find an oven door and they record it opening and closing it. And they put it into the piece. It doesn't have anything like an oven door. It's just too quiet, or it's just too clicky or something. And what you really want is a sort of satisfying clang, which oven doors haven't made that noise in 50 years, but for some reason that says oven door. Always look sideways for things. You know, think, what kind of sound door? Don't just think, that is, it says here the sound of an oven door. Think, what kind of oven door do I want to hear? Then go and find the clang that works for that oven door, even if that clang is actually a coal shovel being hit on someone's head. And also don't be afraid of working with stuff off the peg. And the last commandment is steal, unashamedly steal. If you hear something you like and you can borrow it and use it in something you do, I'm not talking about music, copyright, stuff like that, but I'm talking about sound effects or ideas. If you hear an idea you like, steal it and make it your own. Do something, say, oh, he did that. Oh, I should try that. Or, oh, she thought of that. That was a good sound effect. You know, maybe I'll just, you know, pinch that. Rely on your imagination. Imagine what you want. Imagine the world you want to create and go with that, rather than looking at the words on the piece of paper and just religiously observing what they say.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.